Missouri owes the probation and parole officers $4.4 million. A court ruled in 2004 that the state discriminated against the workers the previous year. An appeals court upheld the ruling. The court ordered payments earlier this year. Officer Daniel Spring of Jennings says the reluctance of the state to follow the court order affects more than just the probation and parole officers' bottom line.
And the quandary that puts us in is, what do we say to our clients when we say, you need to follow the orders of the court? And then conceivably they could say, well, why? You know, the state's not following the order of court, so why should I?
Probation and parole officers held separate rallies at both ends of the state yesterday, one in St. Louis, the other in Kansas City, an effort to raise awareness among the public. Spring says they have no intention of letting up, even if this drags into a new administration.
We never forget when our offenders haven't paid their child support or didn't attend treatment, and so we won't forget this.
Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.